Well, hello there, peoples, audio boomerians, whatever you want to call yourselves, humanoids, people that walk on two legs, I don't know. I'm alive and well. Yes, people are going to be like, oh my God, he's posting again. Whoa. Yeah, that's right. Anyway, it has been ages since I've posted on here. So I thought I had nothing better to do but, start posting because I've got nothing to do right now. And it's bloody cold outside and I don't really feel like going out anywhere, even though I've been for a coffee and stuff. When I went out earlier, I should have brought my winter coat because it was cold. I had a hoodie shirt on, but over top of my t-shirt, but God, it's windy. Anyway, things have been very busy of me as of late. I've been busy with my choir stuff, which is coming to an end in some ways and not coming to an end in other ways because the one choir that I'm a part of is coming to an end this next Saturday. We have a concert next Saturday. And then next Tuesday is our, yay, choir's over party. That's what he called it. The conductor, that is, he called it at last practice. Anyways, and then this other choir that I'm a part of in the summer, we're starting up again in a couple of weeks, so that's going to be fun. My church choir is doing well also. Things have been very busy on that front. And one more big piece of news is that I have applied myself for a volunteer position. I've applied to the Canadian National Institute for the Blind here in Hamilton. And I've applied for the front desk reception job. And I went for a little interview of sorts yesterday with the volunteer coordinator, who I'd never met before, and very nice gentleman. As much as we were talking about my position, he also wanted to get to know me. Like, you know, he asked me, like, what kinds of music I liked, and, you know, some of my strengths and some of my weaknesses, and, you know, we basically just talked about a lot of things, and I just have some paperwork left to do, and then hopefully in the coming weeks I'll be doing some training, and before too long I hope to start. So that is definitely a big piece of news. Unfortunately, it doesn't pay me financially, but, you know, I see it as a job. And not everybody in my circle sees it that way, but I don't care about what everybody else thinks. For me, it's a job, and it gets me out of my apartment, and it gets me off my ass. You know what I mean? So, yeah. But a lot of my friends and family are quick to point out that, you know, it's not good enough. It doesn't pay you. It might not pay me financially, but it pays me in other ways. Don't you think? Anyways, yeah. Other than that, things have been very well on the family front as well. This past weekend, I went and visited some family members in Toronto, and we had lots of fun. Lots and lots of fun. Anyways, round two of that is going to repeat itself later in the month of May when, this past weekend, my mom and her fiance came down, and the next, at the end of May, my dad and my aunt and uncle are coming down, so that's going to be a lot of fun. And anyways, don't want to run out of time here, so I'm going to shut up and stop rambling And hopefully some of you don't fall on the floor in shock when you hear my voice and go, oh my God, he's updating. He's alive and well. I'm going to have a heart attack. Anyway, take care, and we will talk very soon, hopefully. I hope not to have a big, huge gap so big that you can drive a truck through it. Anyway, yeah, take care, and we'll talk soon.